G'day and welcome to the first ever episode of Radio Clash Rockers Podcast. This is Brian Powell, your presenter here, and as I said, yeah, this is the first ever podcast that I've done. Most of these podcasts will contain mostly music, but I'll probably discuss a few other things as well, but for this first ever episode, I'll just keep to the music, I'll play what I've got, and you can sit back and enjoy. If you don't, well, too bad. Anyway, I've got three songs coming up. The first one is from The Damned, the next one is from The Jam, and the third one is from Bad Brains. So sit back and enjoy, and yeah, well, you'll hear from me after these three songs.
Question, I'm noticing facts.
Okay, that last song there was I Love I Jar from Bad Brains. The songs before that was Feel the Pain from the Peel Sessions by The Damned. That was recorded in 1977, I think. Their second Peel session there. And The Jam with Standards from their second album, The Modern. This is The Modern World. I almost fucked that up. Anyway, this is Radio Clash Rocker. This is the first ever podcast. And we've got three more songs coming up here. Bad Manners, Here Comes the Major from their first album, Scar and B. The second song will be another Damned-related song. This is Dave Vanian, the lead vocalist. He did some solo stuff in the early 90s. This is with him and the Phantom Chords playing Big Town. And the third song will be The Body Snatchers with Too Experienced.
Here comes the major! Yeah.
Here's a few more for you. This one's from The Clash, the next one's from the Peter and the Test Tube Babies, and the following one after that is from an old Jamaican band called The Congos.
Straight to the front stage on its back, please see. got a turntable? Well, get on it. It's your time.
Fishermen row, lots of hungry belly picking the day.
Now, before I go any further, I'd just like to make a couple of apologies. Firstly, the state of the microphone in this room, it's not very good. I'm just using a webcam mic at the moment. So there are a few issues with a bit of clipping, a bit of you can hear the CPU, the computer hard drive buzzing away in the background. You can probably hear a few planes fly over too from time to time. So I'm going to go and buy a new one before I do the next podcast. Also too, I just realised the fact that I plan to do a 1 hour podcast. I've already done 9 songs already, and I've only reached about half an hour. I originally planned on doing about an hour, so I've still got a hell of a lot of songs to go. I've got a second podcast lined up, so what in fact I might do is I might start playing some of those songs from that planned second podcast and tack them on to the end and see where it leads us up to. Alright, well, those last three tracks there were The Clash, 48 Hours, from their first EP, the self-titled UK version. Unfortunately, it didn't come out on the American version and didn't get released in America until 1980, when they decided to... Well, actually, no, try to think of it. I don't know when it got released in the US, but it didn't get released on that first version that they received. And anyway, I should touch up a bit more on the facts on that one before I even start talking. The track after that was Peter and the Test Tube Babies, a great band from Brighton in the UK. They're still around, still playing around today. And that was one of their extremely early tracks. It's a rarity. That one was called Rob a Bank. And the one after that was a nice little song, rather dark actually. It's an old Jamaican song by a band called The Congos. It was called Fisherman. And that was released on a compilation CD of tracks that were regularly played by the DJ Don Letts, who did a lot of DJ work back in the punk days in 77 in the UK. And before I go on, here are a few more tracks. And another apology too, while I think of it. A disclaimer, it's not an apology. I should say that I do not take responsibility for anyone going and copying these tracks. What they do is their own choice, and I will not be held legally responsible to do that. From now on, I will also start purposely degrading the podcasts down to a 64 kilobyte per second rate. So it might deteriorate from the sound a bit, but it's in order to try and avoid people from going and copying the music, which can be fairly easy on software like this. I do not support it. I will not take any responsibility for it. And yeah, that's the end of the disclaimer. Anyway, on with the music.
I know you, son, I'll knock you off your feet. are such an outsider, I'll knock you on the floor. Police oppression. Police oppression. I gotta go out for a walk. I gotta sit down and have a talk. They're asking me how and they're asking me why. Have you ever seen Goldman cry? Police oppression. Police oppression. Tricks. Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies. It's been different, really fun.
what we had there. Last three tracks, or yep, last three tracks. No, sorry, four tracks. The first one was Angelic Upstarts with Police Oppression. That was their first ever B-side, released back in 1978. Then it was the UK Subs with New York State Police. After that was Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards with Maggots, and that was off their latest album called Viking. Get your hands on it, it's not too bad. It's not quite as good as the last, the debut album, the self-titled one, but it's not too bad anyway. There's a hell of a lot worse around on the shelves nowadays, as you would all know. And the one just gone now was Chelsea with New Era. And anyway, to finish up this podcast, this first episode of Radio Clash Rocker, I've got The Exploited with Son of a Copper from their debut album, Punk's Not Dead. Then I got the New York Dolls from their self-titled album with Jet Boy. And to finish up, we've got Shane McGowan's pre-Pogues band, the Nipple Erectors, with Nervous Wreck. And that'll be it. That'll bring us up to about an hour. I hope you enjoyed this first podcast. Keep listening. The second one should be coming soon. The date today is, well, it's early November 2005. Hopefully I'll get a new one out before Christmas. And, yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to make any comments you want to my email address. That is clashrocker_80@yahoo.com.au. That's spelt clashrocker_1980@yahoo.com.au. All right, thanks for listening, and I hope to hear from you, and hopefully you'll listen to the next podcast. See ya.
You better watch out, or you're gonna end up back inside. If there's a cop, your head was a screw. You wasn't a sock, you're looking at the prisoners. It's just a walk, you don't find them out, and you're in the zoo. I don't end up like my dad, and I won't end up being a screw. For 20 days, thought I'd frame. I've got to pray. It wasn't me, and I've been framed. I didn't really come, it wasn't my fault. It came out with a broken bottle. Tried to warn him, I had no life, and now he's dead. I won't end up like my dad, and I won't end up being a scream. Son of a copper, but you're to blame. You better watch out, or you're gonna end up back inside. If there's a cop, your uncle's a screw. You wasn't a sock, you're looking at the prisoners. It's just a walk in the front of most, and you're in the zoo. I won't end up like my dad, and I won't end up being a screw. We'll be right back.
Fly!